Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we will have more on the two court cases involving former President Trump, one here, of course, and the Supreme Court immunity thing in Washington. But we begin this afternoon with that blockbuster out of New York's highest court. The Manhattan DA vows to retry the case against fallen entertainment executive Harvey Weinstein. This after a court here overturned his sex crime conviction, saying the judge didn't do his trial right. The appellate courts hung it on a complaint Weinstein's defense team has been harping all along. Newsman Brian Clark leading our broadcast on this Thursday.
Harvey Weinstein's conviction for sex crimes against three women has been overturned by New York's Court of Appeals. The 4-3 opinion was based on the trial judge allowing testimony related to prior uncharged acts, writing that it portrayed the defendant in a highly prejudicial light. Weinstein is not getting out of prison. He's separately been sentenced to 16 years for a rape in California. He'll be transferred from New York to California. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
So specifically, the appeals court and Weinstein's lawyer say the judge let some women testify in the case about Weinstein's past when they didn't have anything to do with the case Weinstein was being tried on. Get that? So they had to throw it out. Weinstein's lawyers call it a victory for every defendant in New York. A lawyer for several of Weinstein's alleged victims called it a sad day, and especially for the Me Too movement, which was born out of that era. Actress Ashley Judd was the first person to come forward with allegations against Weinstein, sharing her thoughts about today's ruling.
I stand in sisterhood and solidarity with all survivors of male sexual violence. And today is a day like every day in American women's lives, when male sexual violence has intruded and disrupted our lives.
Meantime, the online looky-loos have opined, since Weinstein is facing 16 years in the California thing, what's the point of spending taxpayer money to try him again here in New York, especially given his age and health? So everybody's waiting to see what Al Bragg is going to do. He says he's going to retry, but we'll see. Stay tuned, everybody. Meantime, the Supreme Court has quite the conundrum on its docket today, determining if a former president can be prosecuted when they leave office for criminal acts they allegedly did while they were in office.
puts former President Donald Trump in his quest to be free from all criminality.
It's a question of absolute immunity, and Trump attorney D. John Sauer argues presidents must have it or they cannot perform their duties.
Prosecuting the president for his official acts is an innovation with no foothold in history or tradition and incompatible with our constitutional structure.
Prosecutor Michael Dreeben says what is incompatible with the constitutional structure is the very notion of absolute immunity.
Such presidential immunity has no foundation in the Constitution.
The decision could derail the other pending criminal cases involving Trump.
Yeah, critics say the question of absolute immunity was a no-brainer from the start and that the Supreme Court shouldn't have even taken it up after a three-panel federal appeals court here had already said no, much less taking this long to hear the case, which, by the way, they might not rule until sometime in June. A similar case, a civil complaint, went before the high court involving former President Richard Nixon. The court ruled in favor of Nixon, but a criminal case here is foreign territory. The outcome could be quite pivotal. Anyway, the lawyers have finished arguing the case, so now we wait. Meantime, back here, the Enquirer guy is back on the witness stand today in Donald Trump's criminal case in New York involving hush money. Manhattan prosecutors trying to prove to jurors that Trump, through a series of alleged schemes and payoffs, sought to dupe voters out of some key information they needed before going to the polls in 2016. It is on a lunch break right now. Midnight tonight. That's the time Colombia has given pro-Palestinian protesters to clear out of their tent cities. Still holding talks to try to get things back to normal and to clear out the main lawn of the school. University officials say if their talks break down, they'll consider other options for clearing out the lawn and restoring calm. Because of the security concerns, they're still offering hybrid options for the rest of the semester. Pro-Palestinian students say Colombia has promised not to call the cops or the National Guard. They say Congresswoman AOC got into a brief, you know, back and forth with the cops for responding to the campus earlier this week. There wasn't much to that, apparently. Protesters took over the lawn in tents following the school president's controversial testimony last week in front of Congress. Nassau cops have busted a guy from Belmont, tying him to multiple larcenies. They've been investigating one incident, and after a closer look, they say 43-year-old Emmett Smith of Belmont was tied to several incidents in the area, including a Macy's at the Green Acres Mall, an Ulta Beauty on Sunrise Highway, and a Home Depot at the Sunrise Mall, all the crimes occurring in the summer of 2023. Check it out. They say Smith has been arrested a total of 46 times, 15 felonies, 31 misdemeanors, a couple of jaywalking incidents. Okay, that last one was free, but probably. Anyway, he'll be arraigned sometime today. I started to call my buddy in Dallas, NFL Hall of Famer Emmett Smith, and ask him, E, what are you doing? Sell the Super Bowl rings, but don't go out there robbing places, bruh. It's not the same Emmett Smith, by the way. We'll keep you posted on that case.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.